From the Heart, March 30. Privilege of Giving. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. The Lord has made men and women His agents, and with hearts filled with the love of Jesus, they are to cooperate with Him in turning human beings from error to truth. God blesses the earth with sunshine and showers. He causes the earth to bring forth its plenteous treasures for the use of all. The Lord has made us His almoner to dispense His heavenly gifts by bringing souls to the truth. Will my brethren in America, written from Australia in 1895, inquire how the precious, saving truth reached them when they were in darkness? Men and women brought their tithes and offerings unto God, and as means filled the treasury, laborers were sent out to advance the work. This same process must be repeated if souls in darkness are reached in this day. The necessities of the work now demand a greater outlay than ever before. The Lord calls upon His people to make every effort to curtail their expenses. Let the money that has been devoted to the gratification of self flow into the Lord's treasury to sustain those who are working to save perishing souls. The Lord is soon to come. We must work while the day lasts, for the night is coming in which no one can work. Oh, many, many have lost the spirit of self-denial and sacrifice. They have been burying their money in temporal possessions. There are souls whom God has blessed, whom He is testing to see what response they will make to His benefits. Make haste, brethren. You now have opportunity to be honest with God. Delay not. For your soul's sake, no longer rob God in tithes and offerings. As the plan of redemption begins and ends with a gift, so it is to be carried forward. The same spirit of sacrifice which purchased salvation for us will dwell in the hearts of all who become partakers of the heavenly gift. Says Peter, "As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." Said Jesus to His disciples as He sent them forth, "Freely ye have received, freely give." Let all do everything in their power to help, both by their means and by their prayers, to carry the burden for souls for whom the ministers are laboring.